Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me for another bonus episode in the series in which I'm sharing our family's experiences in the last year of our daughter Hannah's life, which spanned from February 2008 through February 2009. My desire is to process through the events of those 12 months with a perspective that 16 years has brought, and to point people to hope in Jesus along the way. I'm grateful you've joined me. This is bonus episode number 71, A Lighter Load. April 25th, 2008. Even after 16 years, I remember clearly the weight that lifted off my shoulders when we received the news I shared in my email on this date. After 2 months of balancing the twin burdens of daily radiation and chemotherapy treatments, the news that they had come to an end sooner than we expected was a reason to rejoice. I do remember having a little bit of question in my mind regarding the wisdom of discontinuing the chemo early, but we had confidence in the doctor's decision. And oh, such a relief to think of getting back to some sense of normalcy in our family. I literally felt a lightness in my spirit that I hadn't experienced in a long time. Here's my email from this date, 16 years ago. We have many blessings to share with you today, our dear prayer warriors. Today marks 2 months since the surgery to remove Hannah's brain tumor, and God has been so good to us. This was Hannah's last day of radiation, and we just found out that it's also her last day of chemotherapy, at least for another month. As you know from the updates, her platelet count has really dropped over the last week. She had new blood work done yesterday, but we weren't able to stay long enough to visit with the doctor because we had to hurry to our radiation appointment. So this morning, I called the clinic to talk with the nurse and find out the details about the platelet situation. She told me that Hannah's platelets are at 31,000, and they don't even consider transfusing platelets until they drop to less than 21,000. Normal is 150,000 to 400,000. Then she told me that the doctor has decided that she can discontinue her chemo drug for now. She only had 9 days left out of 42. He believes she has had enough of it for now, and that after her MRI on May 19th, her platelets should have rebounded enough to begin the 5-day-per-month chemo drug. This will be the same drug she's been taking, just a slightly higher dose. She will take this drug 5 days per month for 10 months. And, yet another blessing, she can begin getting her weekly blood work done in Hot Springs instead of going to the oncology clinic at Children's every Monday. That means, Lord willing, we won't have to make another trip to Little Rock until May 19th. So, at least for the next few weeks, Hannah will be treatment-free, and we look forward to her regaining her energy and strength. She has truly amazed us with her positive attitude and her quiet faith through the last 2 months. Your prayers and encouragement have been a big part of that. Romans 5:3-5. Suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts. God is good all the time. Jill and Brad.